This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Canadian officials confirmed the shootdown Saturday of what they are calling a high-altitude airborne object over northern Canada. As VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports, this is the second such incident in 2 days.
First word of the latest incident came Saturday from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in a post on Twitter. He said he ordered the shootdown, explaining U.S. and Canadian aircraft had scrambled and an American F-22 shot the object down. The Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, said U.S. President Joe Biden authorized fighter jets assigned to NORAD to work with Canada. Ryder said the object was first detected late Friday night over Alaska. That was just hours after a U.S. F-22 shot down a similar unidentified object spotted above Alaska. A week ago, a larger object, characterized by U.S. officials as a Chinese spy balloon, was shot out of the sky as it moved over the waters of the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of South Carolina. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The owner of the Russian Wagner Group, his private military contractor, actively involved in the fighting in Ukraine, has predicted that the war could drag on for years. Yevgeny Prigozhin said in a video interview released late Friday that it could take 18 months to 2 years for Russia to fully secure control of Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland of Donbas. He added that the war could go on for 3 years if Moscow decides to capture broader territories east in the river. The statement from Prigozhin marks a recognition of the difficulties that the Kremlin has faced in the campaign. This is VOA News. The United States has blacklisted six Chinese entities it says are linked to Beijing's aerospace programs, as part of its retaliation over an alleged spy balloon that traversed U.S. airspace. The economic restrictions announced Friday came after the Biden administration pledged to consider broader efforts to address Chinese surveillance activities. It will make it difficult for five companies and one research institute to obtain American technology exports. The U.S. Bureau of Industry and Security said the six entities were being targeted for their support to China's military modernization efforts, specifically the People's Liberation Army aerospace programs, including airships and balloons. 5 days after two powerful earthquakes, hours apart, caused thousands of buildings to collapse, killing more than 28,000 people and leaving millions homeless, rescuers were still pulling unlikely survivors from the ruins. Although each rescue elicited hugs and shouts of Allahu Akbar, God is great, from the weary men and women working tirelessly in the freezing temperatures to save lives, they were the exception in a region blanketed by grief, desperation, and mounting frustration. More than a dozen survivors were rescued Saturday, including a family of five and a seven-month-old boy. Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said Saturday that he intends to return to Brazil in the following weeks.
The far-right politician made the comment during an event Saturday at an evangelical church in Florida. It's the first time that Bolsonaro has made a statement in public about returning home. Bolsonaro has been in the United States since December 31st, the eve of the inauguration of Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva as Brazil's president. There's been speculation during recent weeks on when Bolsonaro might return to Brazil, where he is the subject of several investigations into possible wrongdoing. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police have been out in force across France as protesters held a fourth round of nationwide demonstrations against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform the country's pension system. Over 960,000 people marched in cities, according to the Interior Ministry. The demonstration Saturday drew young people and others opposed to the pension proposals who were not able to attend the previous 3 days of action, all held on weekdays. Unions issued a joint statement calling the government deaf and demanding French officials scrap the flagship legislation of Macron's second term. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.